This weekend, some Seattle women will join a 100-mile pilgrimage to meet Pope Francis. Their reason? They want the Pope's help on immigration reform. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
Angela Escos bought new shoes for this big walk from Maryland to Washington, D.C.
Tennis shoes.
Brand new tennis shoes. You got to break them in. Escos will walk with three other women she met here at Casa Latina. It's a nonprofit in Seattle. As we walk outside, Escos says she's fired up for this pilgrimage, partly because of one person whose name she refuses to utter. It's incredible the control this guy has over people and the media, she says, and the barbaric things he says every day against immigrants. She's talking about Donald Trump, an anti-immigrant view she hears from him and other presidential candidates. Escos thinks Pope Francis can offer a powerful counterpoint, and she's hopeful this walk of 100 women for 100 miles gets his attention. It's organized by several national advocacy groups. The women are set to arrive in D.C. on the same day the Pope starts his U.S. visit. Another walker, Irene Velasquez, wants to share her story with him. It's one many immigrant women share. A lot of mothers have their kids like this, she says, far away, and it's not what they want. Velasquez left her children in Mexico 8 years ago. She cleans houses here to help pay for their school.
Te duele dentro de ti. Siempre estás llorando.
She says, it hurts inside. You're always crying. She wants the Pope to back immigration reform so she can have a legal way to work in the U.S. and travel across the border.
Y yo le pido que le pida a Dios.
I'd ask him to ask God for everything to turn out okay, she says.
La solución.
The Pope's handlers say he's visiting as a pastor, not a politician, but he is expected to address this controversial topic of immigration reform during his time here. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.